Across the U.S., a third, roughly 1,400 universities and colleges, have banned smoking indoors and outdoors. Clifford Douglas directs the National Tobacco-Free Campus Initiative. Prior to that, the attorney pushed for banning smoking on airlines and helped initiate a criminal investigation of the tobacco industry.
In all of the efforts I've been involved in, I have never seen progress, as rapid progress and significant, as I've seen in our efforts to promote adoption of smoke and tobacco-free policies on college campuses.
Health advocates and students at the Tobacco-Free Summit discussed ways they could persuade colleges to ban smoking on campus. UW-Stevens Point has. Chancellor Bernie Patterson supports the policy, but he says the timing has to be right and a decision made whether to focus on education or enforcement.
There was concern from the very beginning that this would be a I gotcha, you're going to get in deep trouble kind of approach. Our campus police wanted absolutely nothing to do with it, and rightfully so. So the way we have settled on this is that it's really a peer pressure, be nice, we're tobacco-free campus, we appreciate it if you didn't smoke kind of approach.
Patterson says UW-Stevens Point has been a leader in wellness initiatives, and the smoking ban is an example of this. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.